Yud Beis. Hamaktish nechosev. Somebody makes his nechosev whatever he owns, hegdish. For all your behen dvorim are ruyim lekarbonis hatzibur. You have things that you owned that are roi could be used for korban tzibur. And we'll see the Gemara says it's talking about you have keteris. Hainu keteris it means. Is alocha nos no lumnin. If your person is maktish keteris, so what do we do with it? We give it over to the umnim. We give it to the workmen. Bischorun for their schar. Divir Rebbe Kiva. That's what Rebbe Kiva holds. So he says what nos no lumnin bischorun. For yotziyan lechulin. Afo pi shein dov racha nichnas tachto dixover hegdish mechala ala malocha. Dixiv yosli migdish. Now what's going on here is somebody was makdish everything he owns. And he owns keteris. So now the keteris became hegdish. So now hegdish wants to use it. Now you can only use the keteris if it was bought with the trumas halishcha. So what they do is, this keteris now that's hegdish, they give it to the umnin, to the workmen that build things for hegdish. They give it to them for their pay. And then later, after they have it, the umnin has it, hegdish buys it back from them again from the trumas halishcha, from the new money. So the kids, our Mishnah is saying, all you have to do is take this keteris and give it directly to the workmen for their pay. Divir Rebbe Kiva, that's what Rebbe Kiva holds. So the Chorbanet explains that how could you be mechalol? L'chura, the keteris is hegdish now, the person was makdashit. How could you give it to the umin for his pay? So this time Rebbe Kiva holds, the Pasuk says, v'yosoli migdash, shetei hamlocha nasas min hegdish. That means the work that's done, you have a right to take hegdish and be mechal on the work that was done for the migdash. So when these workers worked for the migdash, the work is like chulin, and therefore when you give the money or the keteris to them, it's like the keteris's kedusha goes off on the melacha that they did, and now the melacha becomes hegdish. So you can be pointed to the keteris on the work that the umnin did. That's the Kiva Shita. Omaloy Benazi says not like that, and that's like we had the Gemara before. Einohi Amida, that's not the right way. Because now that the keteris is kodesh, you can't be mechal, you can't make a tchulin just by giving to the workmen. There has to be money involved. Just for the melacha, the fact that the workmen did work for us, that can't be mechal, the keteris. Elo, what do we have to do now? Ma'afrishin mehen schar umnin. Set aside the money that you're supposed to pay the workmen with. O mechalin oison al moyes umnin. And take now the keteris that's hegdish, and be mechalin on this money. You have money that's chulin that you're supposed to give to the workmen. So take that money and take it near the keteris and say the keteris is kedusha, goes off the keteris onto the money. So now the keteris is chulin. V'noisten oisam lumnin v'scharon. Now we give the workmen, we give them the keteris for their pay, and that's complete chulin now. V'choisren v'loichin oisa mitrumas hachadosha. And then later the gizba goes and buys back the keteris from these workmen with the new trumas chadosha. So therefore, you're buying it with a new machza shekel, so you're allowed to use it for this coming year. That's the way you could use this keteris. So that's like we had the Mishnah before, that before you use the keteris, you first have to be poider it onto money. You have to get money and say the keteris's kedusha goes onto the money. Then the keteris we give to the workmen, and then we buy it back from the workmen. That's ben azla shita. Rabbi Kiva holds no. You're allowed to give the keteris, that's hegdish, directly to the workmen. Because it's part, you could be part of it on the malach, on the work that they did for us. Weiter. Hamaktish nechosef. Somebody was maktish all his property. For hoya behema ruya agabi mizbeach. And the person had, he owned some animals. He owned the sheep, he owned the lamb, goats, he owned animals that were roya to go on top of the mizbeach. And he said, now what? Stam, that these things should be hegdish. In the loch is like this. Zichor munakavis. He had zocher and he had males and female animals. His Reb Lezer, why Reb Lezer says, Zichorim, the zchorim, the male animals, yimochru letzorchei oilus, sell it to people that need a korban oila. A korban oila comes only from a zocher, so you could use the zocher, the male animal, for korban oila. On a kevus, that you have the female animals, sell them, yimochru letzorchei zivchei shlomim, sell them to people that have to bring or want to bring a korban shlomim, and they'll give you money for the korban shlomim. And the locher is udemehen yiplo im shar nechosel lebedek habayis. This is Reb Lezer shita. Reb Lezer holds that all the money of your nechosim has to go to the bedek habayis. So if you own animals, really the animals also should go to the bedek habayis. But there's halacha though, that any time you makdish an animal, like really once the animal has a kedushas domim, you're giving it to the betek abayis. Betek abayis means you want to give money to hegdish they should use to build the base of middish. You're making a stam hegdish. That if you give an animal to the betek abayis, automatically it becomes the kedushas aguf. That now this animal like is roy to be brought for carbon. So Rav Lezer shita is, when a person is makdish all his nechosim, he meant to give it all to betek abayis. So the question is, if he has some animals, no, these animals are roy to breed for korban, they have to have a kedushas aguf on them. So the yetzer is, sell these animals to people that need a korban oila, or people that need a korban shlamim. So the zechorim and the nekevis have the kedushas aguf, they'll be used for the korban. But you get the money instead, and the money you have to give to the bedek abayis. That's Rav Lezer shita, that anything your magdish tam has to end up by the bedek abayis. We have Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says no. That when you makdish in a chosim stam, so true, all the objects, the different tools you have, the kelim you have, they go straight to the bedek abayis. But the animals you have, he holds that's kodesh lemizbeach, that has kedushas aguf on it. Therefore, zchorim, if you have male animals, atzmon yikriv oilus, you could bring them themselves for korban oila. That's what you meant to say. You meant to say that the animals have a kedushas aguf, they end up at korban oila. What about on the kavis? If you have female animals, that a female animal cannot be brought for korban oila. So what do you do with it? Is yimachru l'tzorche zivche shlomin. You have to sell your female animals to people that want to bring a korban shlomin, and you get the money instead. Now what do you do with the money? According to Rabbi Yeshua, v'yavi b'dimeyim oilus. According to Rabbi Yeshua, when you makdish your property and you have some animals, the animals have to end up on the mizbeach. You meant to be makdishit l'tzorche mizbeach. Not like Rabbi Eliezer learned, that even the animals go to Tzorche Bedek Habayis, but Yeshua says no, stam animals aimed for the Mizbeach, you meant to give it a Kedusha, it should end up by the Mizbeach. But Yeshua's Chiddush is like this, what did you mean it should be by the Mizbeach? You wanted the whole animal to be on the Mizbeach. So if it's a male that could be a Korban Oilon is Kulul Hashem, those things is burnt on the Mizbeach. So therefore the Zchorim you could use for Korban Oilon directly. Mashenke in the Nekevis, you can only use in the Nekeva for a Korban Shlomim. Now, a Korban Shlomim does not go completely on the Mizbeach. Or Shlomim, part of it, the Bailam eats. So that's not what you wanted. You said a Korban Lashem means the whole thing should go Lashem. Therefore, Yeshua says the Nekevis, you have to sell them to people that want to bring a Shlomim. It's kosher for Shlomim. And you get the money. Now, with this money, you have to buy a male animal to bring a Korban Erlu from it. Because an oil is kulul Hashem, those things goes on the mizbeach, and that's what you meant to be matish. Heis v'yavi b'dimeyim oilus. V'shar nechosim. What about the rest of the objects that you own, all the other furniture, the things that you own? Is yiptul lebedek abayis. That you meant to be matish it. That's tam hegdish goes lebedek abayis. That's Rabbi Yeshua shita. So the kitzas amachlekes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, when you matish your nechosim stam, and in your nechosim you have animals that Rabbi Yeshua holds. The animals, you're meant to be makdish for the mizbeach, they have a kedushas aguf on them, and they have to be brought for korban. And Rav Lezer says, no, even the animals also, you're only meant to be makdish for the bedek abayis. So the animals themselves, you have to sell to people that use it for korban, but the money, give to the bedek abayis. That's the machlokes. Amar Rabbi Kiva says, Roya niyas divrei Rabbi Lezer, midivrei Rabbi Yeshua. He likes better Rabbi Lezer shita from Rabbi Yeshua. That when you mark the shinachosim, you meant to say all of it should go to the bedek abayis. Why? According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a straight pattern. Everything you own has to go to the bedek abayis, even though you own animals and furniture. So the animals sell them for people that use it for carbon, but the money you get has to go to the bedek abayis. That's Rabbi Eliezer's shita. So Rabbi Kiva likes that shita, that everything is shove is straight, that it all goes to the bedek abayis. Mashenka and Rabbi Yeshua Cholak, Rabbi Yeshua makes a difference. That the animals you own, that only has a kedushas for the mizbeach. You don't have to sell it and get the money given to the bedek abayis, but rather you could use it itself for korban oila. Mashenka and the rest of the nechosim, the objects, the furniture that you own, that goes to the bedek abayis. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, even though you said one word, you said kol nechos lehegdish, it's divided half and half, so Rabbi Kiva doesn't like that. Rabbi Kiva rather learns like Rabbi Eliezer, you meant to say the whole thing should go to the bedek abayis. Amar Reb Papayis, the Papayis says like this, Shamati es divrei shneim. I like both of them. Like I'll tell you, certain cases are like Rebbe Elezer, certain cases are like Rebbe Yeshua. Ha-makdish beferish, if somebody speaks out clearly, I'm being makdish now my animals and my furniture. And he didn't say the animals should go for the mizbeach. He stam said I'm being makdish animals and the furniture, then kedibur Rebbe Elezer. Then he likes what Rebbe Elezer says, that the animals still go to the Betek Abayis. Because since you mentioned the word animals, and you didn't speak out for the mizbeach, you meant to say even the animals should also go on to the Betek Abayis. For Yamakdish stam, let's say somebody stam says, I'm being makdish, my nechosim stam, he didn't speak out animals and the furniture, then kedibur Rebbe Yeshua. Then I like what Rebbe Yeshua says, that you didn't speak it out, that's why you didn't say le mizbeach. But for sure, since you own animals, on the animals you meant to say they should go to the mizbeach. They should be for korban. It's only the other things you own, that goes to the Betek Abayis. Right. Ha-makdish nechosiv. If somebody is makdish, all his nechosiv, everything he owns, he says, ha-reizu hegdish. For ho yobhen dvorim ruyin legabi mizbeach. And you own things that could be brought on the mizbeach. L'moshol yenois, you own wine, can be brought for nesachim. Or shmonim, you own oil, you could use for the menachis. For yoifos, you own birds, you could bring for the kanim, kanizobis. Is Rebbe Elezer, where Rebbe Elezer says, yemachro l'tzarkei oisei hamin. You have to sell it for what it's used for. In other words, it itself is Kaddish. It has like Dushas Aguf on it. And you didn't mean to give it to the Betek Abayis, but you rather meant to use it for what it's used for. You use the Oifas for the Kanim. You use the Shmonim for the Mincha. Sell it for the purpose of the Menachas. V'yavi b'dimeyim oilis. What do you do with the money? Now the money you got from it also, since it was oimed to be used for the Mizbeach, you use it on the Mizbeach by a Korban Oila. The Shar Nechosim, the other things you own that don't have Shaykhah to the Mizbeach, Yiplu Lebedek Abayis. Then we say, Stam Hegdish, you mean, it's Lebedek Abayis. So before I should speak out, this Rebbe Elezer is not the same Rebbe Elezer we had before. This is a different Rebbe Elezer. Because before we had Rebbe Elezer says, even if you own animals, and you makdish them, the animals also only end up by the Lebedek Abayis. It's everything that Stam Hegdish means Lebedek Abayis. And here Rebbe Elezer is saying, not like that, he's saying, if you own flour, or your own oil, or your own wine, it goes for the purpose of b'dmeyim, goes loyless, goes for the mizbeach. So you see, things that are royal to go on the mizbeach, you mean to be makdishit for the sake of the mizbeach. So these things sell for people that are going to use it for the mizbeach, for a mincha, and with the money, buy a korban oil. So that's not like Rebbe Elezer said before. So first to speak out, the Nechnami, this is a different Rebbe Elezer. So to Gemara, ha-makdish le-korbonis tibur. Says the beginning of your makdish nechosiv, and you have things that are roy for korban tibur, is Rabbi Yechon and Noma Keteris. Rabbi Yechon says we're talking about a Keteris, the Keteris. Somebody has nizv shus, he has Keteris. Is Oma Rabbi Oishiyo tiftor for umen Michel Beis Aftinus. We're talking about now that this umen that worked by the Beis Aftinus, that they used to work to make the Keteris, shayonoita v'schara Keteris. That they used to get from their pay, they used to get keteris. In other words, this is the case where somebody has keteris in his reshus. Like we're talking about your makdish yinechosim, and you have keteris there. And we're saying now this keteris is right to be used for the mizbeach. Luchur, how could you use it? We had before, it had to be made in a klisharis, it has to be made specially. So we're talking about now, who are you? You're this base aftinus that they received for the pay that they worked. They received keteris from the Beis Hamikdash. So, Mela, their keteris was made with Kedusha, you're allowed to use it for the keteris. So, therefore, the Mishnah says, when he's makdashit, it could be used for the keteris. Is my time of the Benazai? So, what's the time of Benazai? He says that you can't give this keteris now for the umin for their pay, because since you're makdash the keteris, it's hegdish. And you can't give hegdish for umin for workmen, they'll be over there Samila. So what's the time of Benazai? Shein hegdish mischalal alam locha el alam ois. Benazai says when you want to be mechalal hegdish, here this keteris now is hegdish because these beis aftinus that own it, they will makdish it now. So you can't give it right now for pay for the workmen because it's not mischalal on anything. He owes you can't be mischalal alam locha on the work that they did, only on money. So therefore, first you have to set aside money that's chulin and be paid the keteris onto the money. Now that the keteris is like chulin, now you can give it to the workmen for their pay. But to take the keteris that's hegdish directly to the workmen, Benazi holds that's awesome. But the Kiva, the Mishnah said it was mutter, because the Kiva Shitra is, you could be paid the hegdish on malacha. When a workman works for us, the malacha that he did is like chulin, and you can be paid the hegdish on that malacha. So you can pay him with hegdish's money, and the malacha now becomes kodesh, and the money becomes chulin.
That's Rabbi Kiva. But Ben Azai holds not like that. He holds that he can't be mechal on melacha, only on money. Gemara Tamon Taninim. We learned a Gemara in Temura. Yesh bekotche bedek abayis. There are certain milas, certain things special about kotche bedek abayis. That's usually shestam hekdeshes the bedek abayis. If somebody is makdish something stam, like up with now we're learning, you own a lot of property and you say harezu lehegdish. You be makdish everything you own to hegdish. What do you mean to do with that? You mean to give it over to the bedek abayis, that it should be used for the purpose of fixing up the Beis HaMikdash itself. The walls, the building of the Beis HaMikdash. That's called the bedek abayis. Now, hegdish bedek abayis, chal al akol. No matter what you magdish for the bedek abayis, it's chal. You magdish a chair, a table, whatever you want, it's chal. Because the pshat is, you're giving it over to the gizbar, now they own it, and they could sell it and get money, and the money they use to build the Beis HaMikdash with it. So no matter what you're makdish, the bedek abayis, it's chal. If somebody is makdish animals, so what comes out of the animal is also is a mila. The mushal, the milk that comes out of the animal, or the hair that grows off the sheep, is also mila. There's an issa mila on what grows out of the animals of hegdish. V'yein behen chani l'kanim. On Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, the Kanim have no right to use it at all. If there's a total itza mila, to have hanor, when it belongs to Hegdish, it's awesome. Ma'ashen ken kotche mizbeach, those are kabonis, those the Kanim do have some hanor from it. They keep the skin of all animals, and the shlomim, they eat, chattis, they eat, from a lot of animals, a lot of kabonis, the Kanim eat from it. So there's a mila churmin kotche Bedek HaBayis over kotche mizbeach. That kotche mizbeach kahanim are allowed to eat from it, they could have some hanor. Whereas kotche bedek abayis, there is no hanor even to the kahanim. Omer Rabbi Chananya, Chanina. Omer Rabbi Chanina, the Rabbi Elozehi. I tell you, this Mishnah here in Temura goes according to Rabbi Elozehi Shita now Mishnah. That Rabbi Elozehi now Mishnah says that when you makdish animals, they also go the bedek abayis. The Tanina we learned ha makdish nechosin. Somebody's makdish is nechosin. For hoysa ben behema ruya gabim mizbeach, and you had animals in your property. Sichorim on a kavus, you had male and female animals. Is Rabbi Elazar Weimer sichorim? If you had male animals, yemachul sarchiyolus, sell them to people that have to bring a korban oila, so they'll use your animal now for the korban oila and they'll pay you. On the kavus yemachul sarchiyolus shlamin, and the female animals that you own, sell it to people that want to bring a korban shlamin. Now they'll pay you for it, and they'll use the animal for the korban shlamin. Now what do you do with the money you get? That was Reb Lezer, the first Reb Lezer now Mishnah. That was when a person is makdish and nechosim stam nechosim always goes to the bedek abayis. So that's pshan this Mishnah in Temura that says she stam hegdeshes the bedek abayis. When you makdish something stam, even though it's an animal that's royed to be put on the mizbeach, you do not mean just to be makdish it kedushas aguf to put it on the mizbeach. No, rather you mean that even though Gdush Zaguf has chal on it and you have to sell it to somebody that can use it for korban, but the money you get, you mean to give to the Bedek HaBayis. Has Kostam Megdashis always goes to the Bedek HaBayis. So that's like Rebbe Lezer now Mishnah, that even though you makdish animals, it's still the money ends up to go to the Bedek HaBayis. That's like this Mishnah in Temur that says, Stam Hegdashis, go to the Bedek HaBayis. Now, this speaks out, that's the Chiddush. Even though you have animals, something that's right to go on the Mizbeach, still you only mean to be marked the shit the Bedek HaBayis. Omer Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon says, time of the Rebbe Lezer, what's the time of Rebbe Lezer? That even though you marked the shit in a chosin, you have animals, you only mean to be marked the shit for the Bedek HaBayis, and not that it should be a real carbon for the Mizbeach. The Pasuk says, V'ish ki yak the shes beisai, kodesh l'ashem. It should remain kodesh l'ashem. Now, b'ma anon kaminen. What are we talking about? What are we talking about now? What do you be makdish now to give to the hegdish? In Babayis Dira, if we're talking about now the house that you live in, your house, you want to be makdish, give it over to the gizbar, like even to the Bedek HaBayis. There's another passage that talks about that. The Imam Makdish, if somebody's makdish's house, is yigal as beisoin. Later, you have a right to be part of your own house. So there's another pasuk later talking about somebody was makdish his house, that he could be part, he could be goyel his own house. So what's this first pasuk? V'yishki yakdish his beisai. Elo we dash like this. Ki anan taminon. What are we talking about? The maktish nechosim. Your maktish your nechosiv, even though you have animals in your nechosim. Mikan still we dash from this posseg that it ends up kodesh lashem. Lashem means it goes totally lashem. That's like bedek abayis. Because the hegdish of bedek abayis is only lashem. It's only mila. You can't have any enjoyment from it at all. Mashenken kodeshim is beach, so kahanim could have enjoyment from it. So the dash of this posseg. Ishki yaktish is based on kodesh lashem that stam hegdeshis go to bedek abayis. Mikan shestam hegdeshis to bedek abayis. The stam hegdish goes to the bedek abayis. This is the raya to Rebbe Lezer. Omer Rabbi Zira, Rav Huna, Rav Huna, b'shem Rav, b'ma pligin. Where is there a like pligin? Where is there a machlokes in the Mishnah between Rebbe Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua? In this case, where's the machlokes? B'maktish nechosif. Where your maktish nechosif means you have a property that you maktish the animals and the furniture and the kelim that you have. That's called the chosif. When you maktish everything you own. Then we say that Rebbe Lezer says you mean to be makdish everything to the Bedek Abayis, and Rebbe Yeshua says no. The animals you mean to be makdish for the Karbonis, for the Mizbeach. That's where there's a machlokes. Avo b'makdish Egdroi, but let's say you only have animals, or else you just go to your corral, just go to the Egdroi where you have your animals, and say, I want to be makdish my animals. What's the locha then? And you say, Stam, I want to Stam be makdish all my animals. Is called Amma Moidi, everybody is Moidam, Shulim Mizbeach. In such a case, everybody holds it only goes to the Mizbeach. Here, Rebbe Lezer will be Moidi, doesn't go to the Bedek Abayis, because since you're only talking about animals, and Stam animals for the Mizbeach, Yuzichim meant to be Matashit Lim Mizbeach. It's only goes to the Mizbeach. That's what the Observer says. Rebbe Bo, Rav Chune, B'Shem Rav. He learns differently. Ma Pligi, like Ki Pligi, where is there a Machlekis? The Matash Edroi. The old machlokes now mishnah between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua is only where you be makdish only animals. You have a corral full of animals and you be makdish them. That's where Rebbe Lezer says that since you said stam, I'm be makdish my animals, you didn't say lemizbeach, you meant to say lebedek abayis. And on this Rebbe Yeshua says, no, since you're talking about animals, for sure you meant lemizbeach. Avo be makdish nechosiv, but in the case where you makdish stam, all your property, you have nechosim, you have utensils there with the animals, then call Alma Moidi, everybody is Moidi, Shulabedek Abayis. Then everybody is Moidi. That since you have some utensils here, that for sure are going to the Bedek Abayis, the animals also go to the Bedek Abayis. That's where Rebbe learned. The Gemara says, I'll die to the Rebbe Zeira Nicha. According to Rebbe Zeira, the first Pshat, that's everything is good. That's the way we learned until now. But the Machlokes in the Mishnah is, we have a few things. You have animals and furniture and other things. So then Rebbe Lezer says, since you meant Lebedek Abayis for the other things, you also meant that the Gabayis for the animal. And Rebbe Yeshua says no, that animals you mean lemizbeach. That we understand. You're telling me now that Machlokes in the Mishnah is we are talking about only animals. That a person came and took his 10 animals and said, Harezu Hegdistam. And in such a case, you're telling me, Rebbe Lezer says, even though he set upon only his animals, Harezu Hegdish, where does it go to? Lebedek Gabayis. Fred Gemara. Behema, learn lemizbeachi. Like, how could you say that? How could you say you're talking about the animals and you say the animals mean a Kedushas Bedek Abayis? Like for sure the guy meant to say Kedushas Mizbeach. That's what the animals are oimed for. So how could Rabbi Boaz say that Rebbe Lezer in the Mishnah says it goes to Bedek Abayis? If you only have animals, for sure they should go to Mizbeach. But the more Boaz Behemah lo Mizbeachi. Like again, no, it's Behemah lo Mizbeachi. So Behemah should go for Mizbeach. And for the Gemara, V'lom, and Teretz is V'lom Stam Ha'ish Hazeh. Why did if that's the case that the animals meant to go for the Mizbeach? Why, when this person was Makdish as animals, did he say Harezu Hegdi Stam? Why didn't he say Harezu Lemizbeach? And Teretz is since he said Loshen Stam Harezu Hegdish is as Lom Stam Ha'ish Hazeh Shukoimer as if he said Lo Yehei Elo Lebedek Abayis. It's as if the person said, I only want this to be Lebedek Abayis. As even though we're talking about animals now. But you should have said, Harezu Lemizbeach. Since you stam said, Harezu Lehegdish, that's Rebbe Lezer Svara, you meant to say, even this should go Lebedek Abayis. Now, even though there's a Svara, animals that are royal for Kedusha, has a Kedusha Zaguf, so that's the locha, you have to sell them to people that want to use it for a Korban Olam, and with the money, you give to Lebedek Abayis. Rabbi Yechon says no. Lo shniya hi hamakdish nechosiv. Hi hamakdish edrei. Hi hamachlokes. Rabbi Yechon argues no. There's no difference. So Machlekes in the Mishnah, Reb Lezer and Yemeshu applies to both cases. Whether we're talking about a person said Stam Hegdish to all his Nechosim, or whether he said Stam Hegdish only to his animals, it's the same Machlekes. That Reb Lezer says Stam Hegdish always means Lebedek Habayis, and Yemeshu says no. When you're talking about animals, for sure you meant Kedushas Mizbeach. You didn't mean Stam. So the Gemara, Rav Chuna b'shem Rav, Rav Yavua b'shem Rav Yechinen, Kodshei bedek habayis, Rav Yav Kodshei bedek habayis, Shepoidim temimim, Yotzu l'chudim. Tremendous chiddush. If somebody was makdish an animal, he took a lamb, and he said on this lamb, I want to make the only kedushas bedek habayis on it. So once you makdish for bedek habayis, l'chur automatically, it should get a kedushas aguf on it also. Because since it's roi, it could be used for mizbeach for carbon, it should get that kedusha. Rabbi Yochanan is not like that. He says shepoidim tamimim. If somebody wants it now to be poiderit, when the animal is tam, complete, there's no mum, it's yos lechulin. You could be poiderit, even though a regular animal that's carbon, a hegdishtik animal, you can't do that. Once you makdish an animal for carbon, like a rezu oila, it has a kedushas aguf on this animal that you can't be poiderit. Only when it gets a mum, you have to wait till it gets a mum, and then you could be poiderit. But here, since you are makdish the animal metchil only the bedek habayis, even though by itself it gets like a kedusha, it's right to use for an animal, but still a chiddush, you could be poiderit even though it's tam, it's yos lechulin. The Gemara masnisa nor merkein. I'll bring you right to Rabbi Yechiel from Al Mishnah. Mishnah says v'lodon v'cholbon muter. When you makdish an animal to the bedek habayis, so the milk that comes out of it, or else the vlad that gives birth, is muter liachet pidyonim. You could be poiderim. If you poider the animal, then we say what the milk that comes out of this animal after you poider it, or the children that it has, is chulin, is muter, liacha pidyon. Now, if it has a din kedushas aguf, a regular animal, the halacha is by psula mekdoshim, even when it comes to bal mun, and you poider it, the vlodis are still aser. The gizer is still aser. Even after you poider it, you can't use the cholov and the gizer. You're only allowed to be poider it, eat the meat itself. So you see, Araya, this animal, since you're only makdish metchila for the bedek habayis, it never got a real kedushas aguf on it. That when you poider it, it mamish goes out completely, and you're allowed to drink the milk of it now. Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Chizda, Tifter, he learns like this, not such a big kiddush. I tell